And I was asked to talk about the divine nature of womanhood. For more than 20th centuries, it was said that the virtue of woman is Christ above rubies. Although human society has experienced many significant changes in moral values, social structure, and religious beliefs, I think that this declaration still holds true. Women both have the ability and responsibility to change the world. One divine nature, one divine quality of a woman is to be a mother. One of my role models is Deborah in the Old Testament. In the scriptures, she is known as a mother in Israel. Known for her wisdom, Deborah was the only woman in a long list of judges to rule Israel. She was also a prophetess who bore frequent and fervent witness of the Lord. As evidence as Deborah's powerful testimony, Barak, a mighty military captain, would only go to battle if Deborah was there with him. Though she agreed to go with him, Deborah prophesied that God would empower the woman and not Barak to conquer their enemy. This prophecy was fulfilled when a Kenite woman named Rahab won the battle for the Israelites. Though she had no children of her own, Deborah's most famous role was a mother in Israel. As a mother figure for her people, Deborah nurtured, protected, taught, and inspired the people of Israel to trust in God, act in faith, and work with Him to achieve their goals. Duties of a mother in this context are focused not on cleaning, cooking, and breaking up the wrestling match in the foyer, but on leading one's children to their Father in heaven. This meaning of a mother suggests that a mother's love will be manifested outside of the family to unite war, city, and nation. Such women offer services to strangers with the same level of gentle care that they would give to those who share their homes. They willingly and naturally reach out to lift others. The love of these women teaches us the truth of Christ's perfect innocence. Deborah's story teaches that women have an important role to play in the victory of the church over evil, and that the key to victory is always the same. By aligning our lives with the Savior, we put our faith into action and rely on His strength instead of our own. President Campbell has said, "To be a righteous woman is a glorious thing in any age. To be a righteous woman during the winding up scenes of the earth before the second coming is an especially noble calling. I pray that as I just develop my own divine nature through following the Personal Progress Program and by watching my own mother, I too will manifest the same qualities as the many women found in the scriptures. I hope that my testimony will be firm, my knowledge shared, and my love here. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen."